Hello, my name is Jasbir Randhawa, and our project was South Asian, focusing on South Asian community study, Delta and White Rock. And I work for Option Community Services, and they are the host agency. And our project, when we applied for the money, we were focusing on ECE frontline workers. And then when we came back from the leadership initiative training in April 2010, and we thought, you know, why don't we just expand from what we thought before and what we can do now. So we will tell you that story. It's going to be a surprise at the end. So why we changed and why we brought the changes and how it did a great job.
Hi, my name is Ranjit Korgarcha. I work with Child Care Options Resource and Referral Program. It's one of the programs under Option Service to Communities. And I've been working with this program over 10 years now. And over the years, I've been seeing a need in the community where, grandparents or families needed to learn more about ECE and why ECE and ECD was important. So when this funding came out, and Jasbir actually approached me on this, and so we talked to our manager Ruth Beardsley, and we filled out the proposal. We were actually very proud and very felt very fortunate to be successful to get the proposal approved. And what we wanted to do was we wanted to focus on the more on the grandparents and the parents, and talk to them about ECE and ECD and why play is important. And then after the first round, when we came back, we thought, okay, there's only three of us. How are we going to do all this work? So, and then with our team here from the office and our manager, we had a plan. We actually had changed a plan that, why don't we do a one-day conference, which Jasbir said that it'll be a surprise how the change came around, so I'm going to fill you in. Why don't we do a one-day conference for frontline workers in the community that who are already in the ECE field, that get them to help us out to spread the word. And that was May 7th, 2010, I believe. October.
October
23rd, 2010. And so we had one-day conference, and we had really, really good turnout. We had people coming all the way from Abbotsford who wanted to take part in this. And so we had two workshops, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. So we had, I believe, over 125 people that who attended the conference. And the workshops were delivered in Punjabi. There was some English, it's always Punjabi-English mix, but mostly in Punjabi. And then they were given out a package of resources that they can share with the families that come to their programs. And also, West Coast families have developed a DVD on play, and that DVD was given in the resource package so they can share with children and families that they're coming to their programs. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the events that we did, and I'll let Jasbir fill you in for the next event that we've done. Yeah.
And the workshop name was, as Ranjit said, it was in Punjabi, a little bit in English, Our Children, Our Future. And Punjabi name will be Sade Bache Sada Pavik. So it's, we had two keynote speakers. And one in the morning was Dr. Amritpal Singh Shergill, and he talked about cultural development. He talked about, in that he touched about brain development and how different cultures see brain development differently. So it was a very actually powerful presentation, how to see, people see things differently. And then the lunch was great, and then we had a marketplace. There were lots of tables from different agencies, and our agency, Child Care Resource and Referral, they took our store there. So lots of people bought stuff about their for their daycares and family child care. And the other keynote speaker was Dr. Pargat Singh Purji. He talked about importance of nutrition in early childhood education. So in short period of time, we covered the brain development and the nutrition from South Asian point of view, because not everybody eats. Majority of the people who were there, they were vegetarian. So it was very good, the keynote in the afternoon too, to talk about you don't have to eat meat all the time. That's what you can do if your children, if you are vegetarian. And workshops were focusing on, one was importance of play, and another one was
communication
with parents and grandparents. And so it was really, it just turned out to be a success. I think people were asking for more. And the other things we did, we were very much involved with the media. So when we came back from ECEBC conference, we went to Red FM radio. It's ethnic diversity radio, Punjabi radio. And we sat down and we told them, this is what we are doing and this is what ECEBC is doing. And we got the funding from ECEBC, Early Childhood Education of British Columbia, and how you can help us to spread this word, because that radio is, I believe 95% of people in Surrey listen to that radio. So what they did, they were very, very cooperative. They gave us with their three main hosts. Once a month, we will go to different hosts and we will talk about different topics. So they asked us to give us the topics. We talked about early childhood development. We talked about importance of play. We talked about positive guidance. We talked about nutrition, communication. Like, it was 10 to 12 months. So lots of people also got the information from that. Then there's another radio, is Radio India. They were very, very also cooperative. I think myself and Ranjit went there 2-3 times separately. And then we had a couple of TV shows talking about brain development and importance of play and readiness for kindergarten. And a magazine, as Ranjit told you, in a Punjabi magazine, we had article. The most, I think, the change story, second one is part, is what made us happy and our agency happy. I think this was the first time the Gurdwaras, Sikh Gurdwaras, came on board. They were very, very helpful. We will go to the Gurdwara and give them the information, and they will give the information to people who are coming to the Gurdwara. I think it's really, if you look at it, it's really a great change. I believe, or we believe, if you want to reach out to the South Asian community, you have to go to their religious places, because 98% go there during the week 3 times or 4 times. So that is the place. If you want to talk about early childhood education, you need to reach out to them. And information about parents, we gave them lots of information in Punjabi. If you want it, we can give you the copies if you want to put it on your website. And we talked a lot about reading, brain connection, and loving connections are created with books, because sometimes, you know, in our culture, we were born and raised differently. It's not that we don't read, but we have a different way of reading style. So letting parents know, you know, you can read anytime, you can read. It's not a time for reading. You can read a story to your child while you are even giving a bath to your child. So it's different ideas. And this one at home, I think we should put, if we can, we can put it on the, your Facebook or on your website. If I had a child to raise over again, it's from Second Helping of Chicken Soup for the Soul. And the amazing thing, Ranjit's husband, Mr. Garja, he translated into Punjabi this poem. And I think at least we have given 600-700 poems. Everybody is asking for that poem in Punjabi. And while you can see them at my program at Newton Family Place, one mom was taking a picture with her cell phone because she wanted to show it to her husband. So I gave her the copy. I says, why don't you show to your husband the copy? So this is very, very powerful poem for parents. And the way he did an amazing job. Like everybody want to be a mom again. I think if even my children have grown up, but I just read it and there are tears in my eyes.
Actually, I think the words that he used was, they're very powerful. Very powerful
simple.
Words and very simple to understand. And actually, I've been hearing from all the way from Mission Chilliwack, people are saying,
yeah.
Oh, was that your husband that who translated the poem? So, yeah, so it has traveled everywhere. And it's amazing that, it was, it became so famous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And especially when we were at the showcase too, and we have given it to people who came from.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they were from Ireland. There were a couple of people from Ireland, and we gave them the poem. They said, oh, we have 4 or 5 South Asian families. So it has gone to places. If we didn't have the funding from ECBC and options was not helping us that much, this information not has gone to the places where it's gone now. So that is a very, it's a change story, and it's one of the big stories.
I just wanted to fill you in for the ongoing work that me and Jeff are doing, where we have done various workshops for Khalsa School, which is here locally in Surrey. Actually, I shouldn't say locally, it's Surrey and Vancouver. So, but we've done some workshops for their preschool and daycare staff, and also the Childcare Options Resource and Referral Program have annual conference in February, Children the Heart of the Matter. And so me and Jasri have presented at that conference. It was on
dealing with challenging behavior.
We've done so many, so it's hard to keep track. And also ongoing radio talk shows, and Jasvir's now her new job is with South Asian families. She's doing outreach, so she's involved quite a bit with the families and grandchildren, grandparents, sorry. And so the work doesn't stop. It's I think this is the beginning, and I will let Jasvir again fill you in for the last conference that we just did, actually before, a couple days before the ECBC conference that we had wrapped up, another conference, which was called Healthy Families. And I'll let Jasvir fill you in for that.
And as Ranjit said, my new, I have taken 8 months, it's job for 8 months from Newton. I'm not working at Newton Family Place right now. Office of Early Childhood Education and Option, when they saw the need, they applied for funding, and we got the core funding, and it's a brand new program. It is a South Asian Resource Development Outreach Coordinator. That's what I am doing right now, and I will be working, I'm still working for Options, which I will not leave. That was my first question when I applied for the job. I still will be working for Options. And we will be working, I will be working out of George's Vanier School, where there is a Strong Start program and a large South Asian community. People, it's a walking distance from their homes. Lots of grandparents and lots of new immigrants. And that Strong Start program is so busy, and people were feeling like what they are going to do in summer, because Strong Start programs closes when school closes. So I will be running the program 2 days from there, starting July 12th. I'm already doing my job, like meeting with the communities and putting resources together. I will be running the program 2 days, and I will have assistant because there are so many families Tuesdays and Thursdays when the school is closed. And then Strong Start is going to open in September. So to help their, you know, to there's so many people there, to help them, we will be offering this program in the afternoon, 2 days, Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we are not going to stop when school open. My other part of my this job is I like to reach out to the community, and especially to the religious places, how they can come on board and help the South Asian community. Because when we talk about South Asian community, we are talking about Sikh families, Hindu families, Muslim families. The Surrey is growing. It's growing very, very fast, and we need to kind of... And this is all new job. I just started last week, but it is very exciting. And it's going to be a challenging, but lots and lots of fun. The conference Ranjit talked about, it was a Healthy Families Conference. After that, we saw the need of, people were asking for more information, and we can also give you the information on Healthy Families Conference. And this is the first time, I think, Ranjit, if I'm not wrong, in Surrey's history, the World Sikh Organization was put that conference together with, we came and met with Options in February 20, this year.
I think it was, beginning of January.
This conference was on May 7th. So when we met with the Options, we just gave them our idea what the World Sikh Organization is looking for to helping the South Asian families. And then we had, we would like to have, the main thing was here was we need to bring the awareness on family issues in South Asian community in a positive way. It was solution based. We know there is violence in every community. We know there are challenges in every community. But when we use the word violence, sometimes people shy away from those things. So what we did, is we thought we will do a solution-based conference, which will talk about same issues, but it will talk about positively. We have managing extended family dynamics. I think that was 120 some people. We had to open the big, large hall. And then we had one workshop, growing and developing as a couple. And we opened up to 14 years old and up youth. Healthy children promoting seva and citizenship, how they can become a productive citizens of the society. And the another one was, instead of calling domestic violence, we called it domestic peace. And that was, I still love Deera. She's our manager for Stopping the Violence program. She came up with this wonderful name, domestic peace. And again, there was 125 people in the afternoon in that workshop. And it was not going to be possible. And there were two Gurdwaras and Red FM radio again, and Diversity and Option played as a host agency. They did an amazing, amazing job. And we did a lot of volunteer work. Myself and Ranjit and our managers, Ruth Beardsley and Karen Norman and Deera, they didn't get paid for their time, but that was our time for the workshop. I'll let
the amazing thing was that at this conference, like Jasper said, we opened it up to from 14 years and up. So we had youth, we had middle age, we had seniors. So it was amazing to see all the, you know, there were a couple, there were single moms, single dads. It was just amazing to see the community came together, and then there was a huge lineup for people to get in because they wanted to come, but they were not registered. So very few people were turned away. We tried to open the large room so we can accommodate them. But it was amazing conference. And like Jasveer said, it wasn't possible if our management team wasn't with us. Yeah. And also our front desk, Angela Diljit Pyle is our admin person. All three girls helped us with putting the registration together, putting the registration packages, and you know, signage at the Kwantlen College in Surrey campus. And it was just amazing how, you know, everyone just wanted to volunteer their time, and mm-hmm. you know, they came aboard and made this successful.
And the other thing made it successful is bridging between the communities. We on the conference planning committee, we had a representative from Muslim community, and Sadia was one of the presenters. We had two presenters from Muslim community. They were giving domestic peace workshop on that, and then we had on the committee Mr. Afzal Malik. Everybody worked so hard. Then we have from the library, Surrey Library, Mrs. Randhawa. So it was just, I'm missing some names, but I don't remember. And then we, I really would like to thank the World Sikh Organization to making it possible. Because we can put the conferences, but reaching out to people, Gurdwaras and the World Sikh Organization was reaching out to people. And also letting them know, this is not, you don't need to come if there is a problem in the house. We need to come so we don't have a problem in the house. And all the people who were the presenters, lots of them were doctors. And their time was
free. Volunteer their time, yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Psychiatrists, yeah, they were counselors, yeah, they all volunteer their time.
So it's.
So from now on, even though our program, our funding is, you know, has come to end, but it seems like, you know, yeah. It's the work, we need to do more work in yeah. the community, and that's definitely a need. We both see it every day. We deal with families, young families, and Jasveer will be dealing with them more, with her new role. So there's a huge need in the community for more educational workshops, mm-hmm. ECE, ECD, you know, why play is important. We've done the conference for the frontline workers, but definitely I think there is still need for grandparents and parents, because grandparents are the primary care providers.
Yeah. And as Ranjit is saying, the work is not going to end. So the World Sikh Organization had meeting yesterday, and I was there. I'm there. Communication liaison director, so I have to, you know, talk to everybody and reach out to everybody. So that's our biannual convention. We are going to, World Sikh Organization is going to have convention in Surrey this time. So that's when we are thinking. So I said, you know, why don't we do some workshops instead of having convention one day? Everybody suggested, you know, why don't, actually our senior policy advisor, Sardar Gyan Singh Sandhu, he said, why don't we have for day and a half? And he just looked at me as, Benji always would like to have some workshops for parents, grandparents, and for youth. I think I was actually talking to Ranjit this morning. I did send her email last night. I did sign your name, if you're okay with that. Also Angela's name, because this one we are not doing it with Options or any other agency. We are doing it, World Sikh Organization, and the Gurdwaras will be on board, so we have to do it after work, but it's going to be work, so she haven't read the email yet.
I like surprises. Yeah, just wanted to say thank you so much to ECBC and Van City Foundation for giving us this funding in order to expand our horizons and deliver this training and education to South Asian community. Thank you so much.